Spend some time worshiping the Lord and getting into His Word. If you are comfortable, please stand and we'll start our service with a song. Seated.
Hello? There we are. Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here at the church. These are the announcements for June 18th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after singing time this morning. Sunday school for ages 4 to grade 5, and nursery infants to 3 years old. There will be a youth group this week at the church from 7 to 8:30 p.m. If you're interested in learning more about church membership, water baptism, or child dedications, please contact the church office. We will be running our Summer Jam children's program the third week in August, August 14th to 18th, and we are looking for more crew leaders, both adults and youth. We have over 70 children registered already, and there's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center if you'd like to serve in this way. We would like to thank all who made the church picnics last week a huge success. Thank you for everybody for helping. Today is Father's Day, and we would like to acknowledge all this important role, how important this role is in our families, church, and world. And at the end of the service, if you would like to pray, there will be a people stationed in the back of the church to the right to pray with you. Thank you.
If you're comfortable, please stand, and we'll continue worshiping the Lord in the song.
There must be more than this. O breath of God, come breathe within. There must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait for you. Fill us anew.
So I'm quite fortunate this morning. I have a bunch of men up here singing. I almost feel like I shouldn't be singing, like I'm wrecking it. This next song, You Are Worthy, if the gentlemen would like to follow these gentlemen here, and ladies, we will take the echo. This will be wonderful.
With all of my heart,
with all of my heart,
I will praise you,
I will praise you,
with all of my strength,
all of my strength,
I will seek you,
I will seek you,
all of my days,
all of my days,
I will follow.
Give you all my worship.
I will give. bow down. Hail you as King.
Hail you as King.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
Give you everything.
Give you everything.
I will lift up
my eyes to your throne.
I will trust you.
I will trust you.
Trust you alone. Is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only trust in Jesus' name.
First one again.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord. Darkness seems to hide His face. I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone, Savior's love. Through the storm,
Everybody else, find some people you haven't talked to for a while and welcome them here.
Well, there we go. morning.
Ooh, morning, Ernie. Put some cold hands there.
Good morning. So two important announcements I'm going to do so I don't forget. In honor of fathers, we're having cookies after church. So we can have fathers on every Father's Day and every Sunday so we get cookies. Don't you think? Like I think if we, yeah, I see that hand. We can move this. And the other thing is, and we talked about our Summer Jam program that runs in the summer. We are aiming for not more than 100 kids. I think we're at 75 now. And so if you're out in the foyer, you'll see a kind of a sign, just thing that basically has a piece of paper on it. And we're looking for items if people want to donate for the Summer Jam program. So when you're out there, there'll be different pieces of paper, different colors. And if it's something you want to donate, you'll be able to do that. This morning, I'm going to use 1 Peter to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in 1 Peter 2, 4 to 5, it says, "Come to Christ, who is the living cornerstone, God's temple. He was rejected by the people, but he's precious to God who chose him. And now God is building you as living stones into a spiritual temple. What's more, you're God's holy priests who offer the spiritual sacrifice that pleases him because of Jesus Christ. Let us come before Christ as his holy people and bring our praise and adoration before him as our spiritual sacrifice this morning." God, thank you for your presence with us today. In confession, 1 Peter 1, 13 to 15. "So think clearly and exercise self-control. Obey God because you're his children. Don't slip back into your old ways of doing evil, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you to be his children is holy. As children of God, we want to imitate our Father. We desire to be holy just as he is holy. In confession now, we bring our many failures before God, who will cast them as far as the east is from the west. He longs to cleanse us and clothe us with the holiness of Christ." Thank you, Jesus, for your forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, chapter 4, verse 10. "In his kindness, God called you to his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. After you have suffered a little while, he'll restore, support, and strengthen you, and will place you on a firm foundation. All power is his forever and ever. Amen." These verses remind us that God is always our helper and sustainer, even amidst the suffering and difficulty. Let us be thankful for the ways he's already restored, supported, and strengthened us. Supplication, chapter 4, verse 6. "So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and in his good time he'll honor you. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about what's happening to you. We can be confident of his concern for all of our lives. He's ever present with us. Let us bring our burdens and requests before him now." God, we pray for our fathers and all those who play this role as fathers in our lives. For Kaylin and Remy, for Ernie and Marie, for Brian and Rita, for Betty, for Vicky, for Brad and Terry Lynn's family, for Shannon and Cam, Matthew and Trina, for Kelly and James and their family, for Miranda, Brett, and their children, for Jess and Josiah, for Carter, for Janelia, and then the places around the world, Indonesia, Iraq, Sudan, Iran, Ukraine, we pray for peace. For Canada and the United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too great for us to carry, that are not too great for you. We give these weights to you, our good and great God, who loves us like no other. As a community of Jesus followers, as growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading. One other thing I want to say about Father's Day is my father died when I was young. But the wonderful thing that God did was he brought many people in my life at different times that played the role of a father to me. And so sometimes if, you know, people have fathers that are absent, but God is so gracious that he'll actually bring other people into our lives as a grace to us. He's good that way.
Today's reading is Matthew 25, 31 to 46. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then these righteous ones will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? Or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will say, "I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me." Then the king will turn to those on the left and say, "Away with you, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me a drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked, and you didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me." Then they will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked or sick, or in prison and not help you?" And he will say, "I tell you the truth, when you refused to help the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help me." And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life. Amen.
To us, O Lord, not to us, O Lord, but to thy name give glory, to
to us, O Lord, but to thy name give glory. To thy name give praise. As children of a mighty King, you alone are worthy of. To us, O Lord, not to us, O Lord, but to thy name give glory. To thy name strong, give us hope when hope was gone. So when we lift our song of praise with single voice and mind, our thankful hearts will always say,
excellent.